Okay, so it seems like you're really diving deep into this whole AI image generator thing.
Which is awesome. I mean, who wouldn't want to basically have.
You know, a digital artist at their fingertips. And you've got some great notes here, too.
On three of the biggest names out there, Midjourney,
Stable Diffusion and DALL-E.
each one of those can create some seriously impressive art.
But they all go about it in their own unique ways.
So our mission today, if you choose to accept it, is to take your notes.
And really break down these platforms, figure out what makes each one tick.
And by the end, you'll know exactly which one is the right tool for your creative needs.
What I think is so cool about all this is that
AI art generation has come a long way. You know, we're way past the days of blurry messes.
I mean, these platforms can create images that look like a human made them.
But with, you know, this kind of digital magic sprinkled on top.
Right. It really is like having a super talented robot at your beck and call. And just like,
you'd think about a human artist's style before hiring them, right?
are they into photorealism or more abstract stuff?
These AI platforms have their own personalities too.
Exactly.
So let's start with Midjourney.
Now, this one lives entirely on Discord, which is kind of unique in itself.
It's known for making these crazy, detailed, often photorealistic images.
So imagine you're hanging out in Discord, right?
But instead of just, you know, chatting with your friends.
You're sending commands to a bot and it's generating art.
Yeah.
Like right there in the chat in real time.
It's pretty wild.
It really is. And
It's not
the
just
what?
about typing in, you know, cat wearing a hat or whatever. The real magic happens in the prompting. Think of it like this.
You're trying to give instructions to an artist who can only understand very specific language.
You have to be detailed. You got to think about the composition, the style you want.
Even the mood.
Oh, wow.
And this is where Midjourney gets really powerful. It's not just about.
Generating random cool images, it actually gives you a ton of control.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
For example, you can specify the aspect ratio you want.
Hold on, back up. Aspect ratio.
We're talking about the shape of the image, like.
Some pictures are wide, some are tall and skinny.
Yeah, exactly.
So those are different aspect ratios.
Exactly. And artists have been using aspect ratios for centuries.
To tell different kinds of stories with their art, you know, like a wide aspect ratio.
Might feel really epic and cinematic, while a square one can be more intimate or balanced.
Midjourney lets you play around with all that.
Wow. So it's not just about what's in the image.
It's about the shape of the image, too. That's wild.
Right. And then there's the chaos parameter.
Chaos parameter, what in the
Okay,
world?
you got to tell me more about this chaos parameter because that sounds.
Downright intriguing.
So imagine this, you're asking for like a landscape, right?
A low chaos value might give you a pretty standard, peaceful scene,
Okay.
but crank that chaos up.
And suddenly you've got mountains floating in the sky or trees shaped like elephants.
Whoa, okay.
So it's like adding spice to your order.
Exactly.
Like you can have it mild or you can really crank up the heat.
I like that analogy.
It's like the difference between, you know, ordering a regular coffee and then.
Going all out with a triple shot espresso with whipped cream and sprinkles on top.
Okay, that I can get behind.
So you're really in control of how wild or how tame you want that final image to be.
Exactly. And it gets even
It's
better.
better. How?
Midjourney lets you use something called negative prompting.
Negative prompting. So I can tell it what I don't want to see?
Okay, now that is some next level control freak stuff right there. I love it.
Right. It's so cool. So let's say you love those epic fantasy landscapes.
But you were so overseeing dragons in every single one.
Ugh, yes.
Been there.
Right.
With Midjourney, you can just add something like no dragons to your prompt.
And it'll do its best to keep those fire-breathing lizards out of your masterpiece.
Yeah.
It is amazing. And so it's not just about removing things you dislike.
You can actually use it to fine-tune the AI's output.
Like, let's say you're designing a logo and you need it to have a specific consistent style. Negative prompting can help you make sure that the AI sticks to your brand guidelines.
Which is super important for businesses and stuff.
Absolutely.
So Midjourney, it's like that friend who loves to, you know.
Tinker with all the settings and really dial things in.
Yeah, sometimes you just want something quick and easy, right?
Date.
That's where DALL-E comes in.
Which lives on the OpenAI website.
And it's known for being incredibly user-friendly.
You don't need to dive into the depths of Discord for this one.
No, you don't. It's true. DALL-E is all about like instant gratification.
You type in your prompt, you hit enter, and boom.
You've got a bunch of AI-generated images to choose from.
It's that easy.
It's incredibly straightforward.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could probably explain it to your grandma.
In like 5 minutes.
Okay, that's impressive.
Maybe even less if she's tech savvy.
Right. That's
Yeah.
awesome.
Yeah.
And so even though it's that easy to use,
It's not like a one-trick pony or anything.
my notes say that DALL-E can handle everything.
from photorealistic scenes to like abstract art, you name it.
It can even do different art styles too.
Oh, wow.
Like you can say, give me a portrait in the style of Frida Kahlo.
And it'll give it a shot.
That's amazing. Okay, so it sounds almost too good to be true.
And my notes do mention that DALL-E is a paid service.
So is there a catch here? Like, are we talking a crazy expensive monthly subscription?
It's actually not a subscription.
It's a credit-based system.
Okay.
So you get a few free credits to start.
And then you can buy more as you need them.
So each image you generate uses up a certain number of credits.
Exactly. It depends on things like the complexity of the image and the size and all that.
So it's kind of like
those old school arcade games.
Where you pay for tokens and then you get to choose which games you want to play.
Exactly.
But instead of skee-ball and air hockey,
we're talking digital masterpieces.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it does make you think about, you know,
the business side of AI art, because it's cool that there are free options like Stable Diffusion.
But platforms like DALL-E, they got to find ways to keep the lights on, right?
Yeah, that's a really good point.
And it makes you think about this whole shift that's happening with art in general.
Like, we used to think of artists as these, you know,
individuals with their own unique style.
But what happens when the artist is this complex algorithm?
Right.
It's really blurring the lines.
Between a creator and a tool.
Totally. And as these platforms get even more advanced,
it raises all sorts of questions about, you know, copyright ownership.
Even just like what we consider art to be.
Yeah. It's going to be fascinating to see how all of that unfolds.
But before we go too far down that rabbit hole,
let's talk about the final platform on our list.
Which is Stable Diffusion.
And this one is a whole different ballgame.
Because it's open source.
Which means anyone can basically tinker with the code.
They can modify it. They can even create their own custom versions of it.
Yeah, it's like the Wild West of AI art.
It really is. And you mentioned that it's free to use.
So is it really as simple as just downloading the code and letting your inner
coding genius run wild?
It can be a little more involved than that.
I mean, while there are user-friendly interfaces available,
to really get the most out of Stable Diffusion, you kind of have to get your hands a little dirty.
With, you know, code and settings and configurations and stuff.
Okay, so it's not quite
plug and play.
It's not quite drag and drop.
No. So I guess a good way to think about it is
DALL-E is like walking into a bakery and just ordering a cake.
It's easy. It's convenient. You know exactly what you're going to get.
Right.
Stable Diffusion is more like buying all the ingredients yourself.
And then baking the cake yourself.
Which takes more effort, but you have total control over every single ingredient.
Exactly.
Every step of the process.
And some people love that.
Oh, I bet. I mean, there's a certain
satisfaction that comes from building something from scratch.
Absolutely.
It's like the difference between listening to your favorite album
versus like learning how to play all those songs on guitar.
Totally. And that's a huge part of the appeal for a lot of Stable Diffusion users.
They're not just, you know, passively consuming AI art.
They're actively participating in its development.
That's amazing.
They're pushing the boundaries. They're creating new tools.
And they're sharing all their discoveries with this huge online community.
Oh, wow. So it's a real community effort.
Absolutely. It's really cool.
That's awesome. And speaking of, you know, pushing the boundaries and this whole creative energy,
we got to talk about the technical side of things for a minute.
Because our notes mention these things called diffusion models.
And that's kind of like the secret sauce
behind all of these platforms.
So is that where things get super complicated? Well, I wouldn't say it's like, you know, rocket science or anything.
But it is pretty cool to peek behind the curtain a bit.
And see how these AI models actually think about creating images.
Yeah, it's really fascinating stuff.
And the crazy part is the same basic principle powers all three platforms.
We've been talking about Midjourney and Stable Diffusion. They all use this diffusion model thing.
It all starts with this idea of diffusion. Imagine you take a perfectly clear picture.
And you start adding like these random pixels of noise to it.
Okay, I'm picturing it so like
the picture is slowly getting more and more blurry.
Exactly. And if you do that enough times,
eventually that original picture is completely lost in all that noise.
Okay, so that's the diffusion part.
But how do we get from that mess back to a clear image?
That's the really clever bit. Imagine you could train a computer
to reverse that whole process.
Yeah.
So you feed it a bunch of these noisy images.
And you basically tell it, hey, try to figure out what the original picture looked like.
Before all this noise was added.
So they're like those
forensic investigators on TV shows who take a blurry security camera image.
And they somehow magically enhance it to see the bad guy's face.
That's a great analogy. Except in this case,
the bad guy is the original noise-free picture.
Okay, I like it.
And instead of fancy algorithms,
these AI models are using massive amounts of training data to do it.
So they've basically been shown millions upon millions of images.
And they use that knowledge to reconstruct those noisy images.
Exactly. It's kind of mind-blowing when you think about it. These models are basically
learning the fundamental patterns of images at a level that we might not even be consciously aware of.
That's wild. So is that why every image these platforms create?
It's totally unique, even if you use the same prompt over and over.
That's exactly it, because the starting point is essentially random noise.
Every image generated is going to be different. It's like
those old photo booths where you could shake the camera while the picture was being taken.
Oh, yeah. You knew you'd get a portrait.
But there was that element of randomness and distortion to it.
Exactly. And that's what makes these diffusion models so cool.
It's like having a creative partner who's always full of surprises.
I love that. So to wrap things up, it seems like AI image generation,
whether it's through Midjourney DALL-E or Stable Diffusion,
is really changing how we think about art and creativity in general.
It's not just about the tech itself, but about the doors it opens.
And the questions it raises about, you know,
what it even means to be an artist in this day and age.
It really is a fascinating time to be creative.
It really is. So if you're listening and you're feeling inspired,
don't be afraid to dive in and experiment. There's a whole universe of digital art out there
just waiting to be explored.